Breeze. And now, how about live music for you? Here is the Holiday Walsh Band on KKFI. Going to keep it going here with one more before we get the guys up to the microphones and talk a little bit. Again, you're listening to Holiday Walsh Band. We're working on a couple of things on the sound. We'll get it better as the night goes on, but let's kick it off for another one there whenever you guys are ready, Ron.
Thank you.
loving the music, you guys. Yeah, let's get them to come down off the bandstand. So the way we've set this up tonight, these guys are clustered over in the corner, basically, of the studio. And the studio isn't that big. And it's great, great pleasure to have you guys with us tonight. And I know several of these band members. I recognize all of them from being out at jams and whatnot. Jerry Riccardi has been here several times playing with various bands, including the Petunias. He's a Petunia. I believe that is true. Is that right?
I am a Petunia, yes.
That's Johnny Marie and the Petunias, I believe,
yes,
right?
I with Johnny Marie.
And Don Erickson, I've known, you know, just seeing him around McGuire's Tavern. That's where we started. And he's also playing over at Tom's. Isn't that the name of the place on 40 Highway, I think?
It's a jam.
A little closer there. It's a jam that comes on, I think, the fourth Friday over at Tom's on 40 Highway. Is that right, Jerry?
Yes, fourth Fridays.
It's a fun time.
And it's a great time. Yeah, we get a great group, a diverse group of musicians come in there. Don comes in and sits in on the bass, and we just have a blast. We have a keyboard, everything ready to go, so...
Yeah, what's the name really of the guy fun. That comes in that's always so good on the keys? I can't. Well, of course, Jammin' Jan, she's good.
Yeah,
and Lee Watkins on trumpet, they show up a lot. And I can't. It's not Leslie. I'll think of it here in a little bit.
Leonard Lamb.
Leonard, there we go.
He
Leonard,
quite a bit.
Right. Leonard was just over at Billy Ebling's jam on the last Saturday that I went over there, and he's pretty regular in there as well. That's on. True. Saturdays, I think it's 12:30 to 5 o'clock at Knuckleheads. So a lot of jams around town. And I recognize Tim as, you know, when they walked in. And I think I also recognize Ron, but, you know, just really never knew you guys. But those are the two namesakes of the band, right? It's the Holiday, Ron Holiday, and Walsh, Tim Walsh Band. So great to have you guys here at KKFI as well. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, and so we were talking earlier. I said, now, how did the Holiday get first in the Holiday Walsh Band?
I don't know about that, but I've known Tim and played with Tim. I've known Tim for probably over 40 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
You guys are both over 40 then.
Well,
quite a bit.
And we have played in a band together for... over 20 years. It was a variety band. We played clubs, bars, a lot of weddings. But we were a variety band. Played everything from blues to country, to 50s to 60s, 70s music. And so I've known Tim a long time. And I've known Don for probably 3 or 4 years. The band...
Whoa.
Longer than that. Well,
yeah, time flies when you're
the band. Well, I'm talking about the band. The band's been together for about 3 years, a little bit over 3 years.
Yeah.
So Holiday Walsh for 3 or 4 years.
Well, I moved to the Kansas City area in 2017.
From where?
From St. Joe.
Okay.
And got introduced to the jam scene really through my friend Tim and. Of course, we've played so much music together. The jam scene, as you know, it is somewhat restrictive on what you can play and what you cannot play. And so I really don't know how the band, who originated the idea to get the band together. Probably was me and Tim talking together.
Yeah.
We had met Don.
You guys go way back.
We go way back, like, but I don't know... We started talking about maybe trying to put a band together again and being able to play music that you can't normally play at jams. Just we like to play interesting music, you know, not necessarily
the same covers that everybody plays
jam. We wanted to be able to play a little bit more complicated music, not ultra complicated, but something more than, you know, 3-chord blues songs. And so we had known Don from... the jams really liked him, and so we invited Don to be in the band, and then started looking for a drummer. And of course, Jerry is our number one drummer.
He was busy at the time, though.
And
thanks for asking. Well,
Jerry is, I always say he's the best. He knows how to play the drums.
Let Tim get in here and
to the environment. And so I just wanted to go down the list of some of the bands that you cover. On this is on your website, so I got this right off the website. A lot of bands I've never heard of. Eric Clapton, I've never heard of. Van Morrison, Allman Brothers, Leonard Skinner.
They play the guitar.
The Eagles. I mean, who are these guys, right? Rolling Stones, Santana, Delbert McClinton, B.B. King, two of the Kings, Freddie King, Albert King, all the Kings, right? So, these guys play primarily, you know, rock and blues, right? And do some original stuff as well. Is that right?
We do rock, blues, some country. Tim, your turn.
That covers it pretty much. Rock, blues, country, you know.
Right. And we're the type of band that all four of us sing. So we are pretty, you know, democratic about the songs.
That was one of the reasons I wanted to join, too, is, good that you have some vocalists in this band, so we were able to harmonize.
We play a wide variety, I would call it a wide variety of songs, covers. We're not just a blues band, and we're not really a rock band. I think we can play blues very well, but we're not a blues band. We play a lot of classic rock and interesting songs that we like to play.
Hopefully we play songs that people would like to hear.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And you have to play, let's face it, if you're playing out at shows, and I guess you guys have some gigs coming up, maybe we can talk about that, but people are going to ask for covers. They just are. Mm-hmm. If they don't recognize the stuff you're playing from, let's say, Carlos Santana, well, mostly that's recognizable, but, you know, if there's something that they don't recognize, they're like, oh, well, can't you guys play Light Me Up?
And I guess you could generally say we're a more, for more older listeners, I guess we go do a lot of 60s, 70s, you know, that's when basically our era when we started playing, you know.
Yeah.
That's where our heart is.
Yeah.
But, you won't hear much of my 90s music, unless it's new blues stuff.
Those were when music was important to your life, you know, that kind
of. Well, let me tell you, I hear a lot of 20-year-olds that come in here and play, and 30-year-olds that say that's the music. The music of the 70s, they might even go back as far as the 60s. I mean, they love Beatles. Most kids, I'm calling them kids, 20s and 30s, love the Beatles. The Stones, you know, even Paul Revere and the Raiders and some of the other ones, Dave Clark Five and so forth.
I've certainly seen more Beatles T-shirts in my 60s than I saw in the 60s.
There you go. So, yeah.
Because they were too expensive.
Right. Yeah. So you guys play, you know, 60s, 70s. What's probably the latest thing that you play?
We play a couple of songs from the 80s, you know.
Easy listening.
Right.
like punk rock.
Yeah. We're, you know, the guys in this band are very versatile, very experienced. We probably, no doubt, have over 100 years on stage of playing in various bands. And, you know, I've played in several bands. Tim has played in several bands. Don has been on the road. Jerry currently plays in several bands. So we have a lot of experience. We can, you know, we play a lot of different music. And that's really one of the things that I like about the band is that we're very versatile and can pretty much play anything we want to do. So, Tim?
I think everybody's kind of happy that we can play a diversity of music because it kind of keeps it more interesting, and we're obviously not doing this for the money. We're doing it just for fun and a little bit of entertainment on the weekends. I think that keeps everyone together here because we let, like Ron said, it's a very democratic society. We let everybody pull songs in there if they want. We try to get some obscure ones, as he mentioned, and we play those just for us, and everybody will say, well, who does that? And, you know, we like hearing that, you know.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do with people is when something is played by the band, I say, what band is that? And, you know, so not everybody knows about the band. This is kind of interesting. We've got an equipment issue here, and Jerry's breaking stuff. You know, how drummers are, man. They pound on stuff.
Yes, Jerry's pretty wild. You know,
I think I broke the mic.
So Don's going to do the repair while we're actually talking here. But if you guys want, while, you know, I can kind of take a look at that. I've put that back together a couple times. There's a certain screw on the microphones, and sometimes it loosens up and drops out, and that's exactly what happened. And Jerry was, you know, good enough to catch it. So we didn't hear a big punk.
That's true.
I've got a couple of announcements to play, so that'll get us going here for just a little bit. And we'll be back with more live music from Holiday Walsh Band. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hi, this is David Gans. I'm the host of the Grateful Dead Hour, the weekly audio postcard from the wide musical world of America's best-loved band. You can hear the Grateful Dead Hour every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. here on KKFI, and our listeners can also go online and hear it on the KKFI two-week archives at kkfi.org. I'm very happy to be part of the offerings here at KKFI, and I hope you will support this community radio station with everything you've got. KKFI.org.
Johnson County Meals on Wheels is looking for some volunteers. If you are interested, please contact them at 913-715-8895. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio.
All right. So we got our announcements out of the way. The band is back in place. Like I say, they kind of have their instruments sitting over here, and they come up to the table to talk a little bit, and now we're going to play more music for you. So let's let her rip here. Holiday Walsh Band, everybody. Man, sounds good. We need a little bit more on the balance, maybe a little more on the vocals, if there's a way to kind of turn those up. The music sounds great, you guys. I'm trying to listen to it a little bit on the radio as much as I can. And vocals were great that time. Just, you know, need a little more of them. And all the picking is wonderful. So, Holiday Walsh Band, everybody. And let's do a couple more. You guys have a couple more you could play for us? Count them off whenever you're ready. Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. I got to come see you guys live. Seriously. It sounds great in this studio, and I hope that's transferring out there to our home audience. Maybe one more before we have to do a couple more commercials. Again, Holiday Walsh Band, and it's Ron Holiday, Tim Walsh, Don Erickson, and Jerry Riccardi for you tonight. Take it away, guys. Yes, 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 yes. A couple of announcements. We'll be right back.
Support for KKFI comes from Folk Alliance International. Coming to New Orleans in January 2026. Now accepting applications for the FAI official showcases. Featuring 160 jury-selected tour-ready musicians representing diverse cultures, languages, and sound. FAI showcases are a way for artists to show off their talents to festival and venue bookers, agents, recording labels, DJs, media, and more. Applications due June 6. More information on Folk Alliance International Conference and showcase performance opportunities at folk.org.
Hi, I'm Matt, host of Music for Your Peers, a show about music discovery, new up-and-coming artists, and a mix of genres. Hear something new and share with your friends and the community. Listen to Music for Your Peers Friday mornings from 3:30 to 5 a.m. here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio.
Back on the local showcase with Keith Washburn and the Holiday Walsh Band. They're all here in front of me now, ready to talk a little bit more. You guys have some shows coming up? What's the next gig on the calendar, Ron?
Well, then the next gig is this Sunday. We're playing at the Smithville American Legion Hall. They have live music on Sunday nights there from 5 to 9 all summer out on the patio. It's a great venue, large crowds.
Really fun place, a good outdoor place, yeah, too.
It's a, nice.
The weather, it's a great, great venue. We play several times there this summer. We play at a winery, the Smithville Winery, this summer.
I've been there, yes. Yeah. You guys are going to do that as well?
Yes.
Any idea what the date is on that?
I'm sorry.
We got this Sunday. Let's see. That's going to be like, well, today is the 22nd, 25th, I guess, maybe,
right,
is Sunday. About what time are you getting started?
We start at 5, play 5 okay. to 9. We also play at the Courtyard Exchange in Independence this summer. We've got a couple of three gigs there. Right there on the square in Independence. It's a great outdoor venue.
Yes.
At the Courthouse Exchange. We play at the Firehouse several times a year. But
you mean Christine's Firehouse?
Christine's Firehouse.
Yeah, Christine's Firehouse is the bomb, right?
But you know, the thing about this band is we don't really chase. We're unique, I think, in that we don't chase a lot of gigs. We play a few times. We don't want to play all the time. We don't want to play. Now Jerry does. He plays all the time in various
well,
bands,
he's in 18 bands.
Yeah, he's a drummer. You know. Everybody needs one.
Yeah, we play.
I hope
he's got to stay sharp with his skills. I mean, come on. Really, he's not doing rudiments anymore. He just plays gigs. Yeah.
We don't chase a lot of gigs. We don't.
And that's fun.
We don't like to play, you know, out of town too much. I am playing up in St. Joe because I'm from there. So I'm playing a couple of gigs up there, probably with some other people, because nobody really wants to travel too much, and so that's
right.
That's kind of our gig
schedule. You guys have probably done a little bit of that.
We're just one of those bands that just loves to play, and we, play when we can, and
we even like to practice. It's fun,
Oh yeah, getting together. And so, where do you guys usually rehearse?
At my house. Yeah,
okay.
I've got a basement, kind of not studio, but I've got a basement practice area. So I live in Smithville, so we've
at the Holiday multi-purpose facility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, again, if you just tuned in, Holiday Walsh Band is here. And by the way, they have a website, right? Holiday Walsh Band.
It's HWBandKC.com.
Okay. I just went out and Googled Holiday Walsh Band and got it. But right. As he just said, right. HWBandKC.com
right.
will be the direct way.
Yep. And that's the way people can get a hold of us if they're interested.
It's got a little bit about the band and, what
history,
kind of music they play and so forth. Right. It's a good website.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say a shout out to our wives, my wife Nancy and Ron's wife Lori.
No, we don't allow that.
up with our time that we are away or practicing or whatnot. They've been very supportive about this whole thing. It helps it work out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, anybody else you guys want to say hello to? Anybody? Go for it. I've got friends that I want to say a shout out to, including Carmen, who is the mother of our next artist, because my sister's name is Carmen. So if my sister's listened, Carmen Jobes and Brian, shout out to you. Bob from Kansas City, Missouri, out there at Teetering Rocks, want to say a shout out. And Nancy, Bill, I guess we'll say hello to Frida. And Frida's a dog, by the way. And Jackie and Val, all of our regulars, Tim and of course, Johnny, be good. So thanks for listening, everybody. Love it. These guys are going to play. We probably have time to squeeze in a couple more tunes.
Okay.
But again, they have a website, Holiday Walsh. Are you guys on Facebook at all, other than individually?
Ron does occasionally post things.
On his own name?
On his own. I don't think the band actually has
Ron Holiday on Facebook, or you can just go to their website. Again, it's hwbandkc.com, or you can just Google Holiday Walsh. Holiday is spelled H-O-L-L-I-D-A-Y, Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. Holiday Walsh Band will probably get you there as well. Probably find the schedule out there. We've got a, you know, a little bit more music, a couple of tunes from them, and then we'll get Reagan Sheedy will be up next, the pride of Raymore, Missouri, and she is good, folks. So stay tuned for that second hour. And, of course, later on, 10 p.m., it's going to be the Grateful Dead Hour with Rick Shale, and he always sticks around for that second set. So keep it locked right here on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Here we go with more music from Holiday Walsh Band. Great job on the vocals there by Don Erickson. Yes. Again, introducing the band, it's Don Erickson, Jerry Riccardi on drums. That was Don. He plays bass and did the vocals on that one. Ron Holiday and Tim Walsh both on guitar, and everybody's sharing the vocals tonight. So great singing, you guys. Let's do one more, and we'll wrap it up with Holiday Walsh Band. Thanks for coming, you guys. Great show.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes, yes, yes. The Holiday Walsh Band. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And thank you again to all the guys, Holiday Walsh Band, leading us off tonight for the first hour. If you didn't catch all of it, listen to it on the archive, because it was great. And coming up next, Reagan Sheedy. She's going to be coming your way very soon.